begin. Okay, I want to start with what we left off yesterday. That was the following. The Gemara introduced this klal, this drush on Lamadalim and Beis. The Gemara introduced it, called it Lekichatama. That was the drush at the end of the Brisa, Lekachtam, there should be a Lekichatama. Should be a complete Lekichat. So, the Gemara in Menachos, on Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph, the Mishnah there lists off different mitzvahs that one component is makiv zevetze. So the Gemara comments in Menachos of Zayin and Aleph, Amr of Hanan bar Rava, lo shonu ala she'en lo, aval she'esh lo ein ma'akvin. So the Bahag we saw yesterday, it's in Siman Tet Vav in the Bahag. The Bahag says if you have all the minim, even if you take them b'zeh or zeh at different hours, you fulfill the halacha of lekicha tama. If you don't have all of them, then you don't fulfill the halacha of lekicha tama. So Tosis by us asked the kasha, how can you call that divrei tamehim? How can you call that lamaisa agut lekicha tama if you take them all at different hours? That was the kasha that Tosis asked. That led Tosis to quote the Rabbeinu Tam, who said the following, who said that if you take all the minim together, even if you don't do an aguda, it's called what? It's called lekicha tama, because lulav ain't tzarach eged. But if you take them zeh or zeh, you taka won't be yotze. If you take them at different hours, you will not be yotze. So the Rosh in Siman Yud Dalet asks on this pshat, and he says that Rav Hanan and Menachos should have said the halachas like the Rabbanon, that halacha k'rabban shein tzarach eged v'sulo midi. That's all he should have said. Should have just been very succinct. And v'odik shish lo yatzach lo maklau. Kevin sh'rabban and heim rabbi k'neged rabbi yudah yachid. Could be that he didn't have to say anything. Could be shlo yatzach lo maklau. Maybe he didn't have to say anything because you know the halachas like rabbanon against rabbi yudah halachas like the rabbanon. So the Rosh is asks on that halacha l'maisa. Why does he have to say the halacha is like Rabbanan? Shein tzarach eged. Why does he even have to say anything? We know the halacha is like the Rabbanan. So the Ritva says b'shem Rabbo Yosef. Please get it by us. The Ritva says b'shem Rabbo Yosef that if you take all the minim together, your yotzei halacha l'maisa, even if you don't take them in one time, even if you take them 1 hour after another, it's fine. As long as you take them all. If you don't end up taking them all, you're not yotzei. Nevertheless, as Donnie showed me right before Seder, that the Ritva writes that it's not Roy Lavarach on the Lulav unless you know for sure all of them are going to come to your hand. Even though the bracha is on the Lulav, you have it there, but you're not Yotz unless you have all the four minim. So never say the bracha unless you know all four are going to come to you, because otherwise it'll be a bracha of a tola. Otherwise it'll be a bracha of a tola. So what emerges is the following. What emerges is that basically you have three shitas of what the din of lekicha tam is. According to the Bahag, you can take them 1 hour after another, no problem in your yotze, afilu b'zachar zeh. You can take them 1 hour after another. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, you must take them all in one hand, even though there's no egged. And according to the Rambam says, v'imlo agdan v'natal echal echal yotze, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, you need all four of them to be in front of you in the table. Donnie, you need all four of them to be in the table. Okay? So you need them to be in front of you. So let's get this now. Let's get this. Please get this clear. How do you understand Rabbeinu Tam? What did Rabbeinu Tam say? That what is the definition of Kicha Tama? They should all be in one hand, even without an egged, but they all have to be in your hand at the same time. There are two ways to be ma'az with Rabbeinu Tam. One way the Rav said is a yotze b'lekicha achas, because the key of mitzvah lekicha is mechayiv one maisa mitzvah. And therefore, one maisa mitzvah must be in one shot. So one possibility is lekicha tama requires one maisa mitzvah. So you hold all four at the same time, even though you don't tie it together. That's the first possibility. The second possibility, the Rav said, what's the second possibility? The second possibility the Rav said to understand the Rabbeinu Tam Dani is as follows. That Lekicha Achas is Mitzarif all the four minim together. What is Mitzarif all the four minim together according to Rabbi Yudah? Lulav Tzarech, Eged. But according to Rabbanah, you don't need an Eged. So what's Mitzarif them? Your hand. Your hand is Mitzarif them together. And it's a din in the Chefsa that the mitzvah should be one. It's a little bit difficult. Rav Reichman Shlita points out on the bottom. Avram, please get this down. He adds a point on the bottom. How do you say, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that it becomes one chefsa? What's the Gemara saying? Said Eved Peches and Bezer Rabbanon. There's no psul about those of Ha'ilachude Ha'ilachude Koi. Meaning they're never mitzarif together to a chefsa achas. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, they should morph together to one chefsa. What shaykh Ha'ilachude Koi Ha'ilachude Koi? That's a kash. He says Yesh Liashim. He doesn't give it terms, but it's a kash. So again, the Rav understood either to din in the Maisa, is Lekicha Tam and then did a Maisa, that the Maisa, it all has to be done in what? One Maisa? Or no! Is the din of Lekicha Tam speak to the Chefsa? And the Chefsa must morph into one, basically. It's Mesarif the Minim to a Chefsa of Mitzvah Achas. And therefore your Yad does it, even though, how does the Gemara say in Sanhed, Ha'il Lechudikai, Lechudikai, your Yad should be Mesarif, catch it? Okay. Memele, the Rav said, is this din? Okay, so that's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Let's go to the Rambam. What's the getter din of the Rambam? Quickly, Avram, go ahead.
What was the second interpretation of the
Kisha? The first is a din in the Maisa. Second one is a din in the Chefsa. That in order to, the Yad is Mitzarf, the Minim, to a Chefsa of Mitzvah Achas. It's the din in the Chefsa, so what's Gemara saying? Should morph into one. Memele, this brings us to the Rambam. The Rambam writes that they all must be in front of you on the table. I do the lulu, but the Esrog, Hadassah, are always got to be in front of the table. What's the nature of that din? Is that a din diraisa? Or is that a din out of the bracha? Brachas are only the Rabbanim, yes? All brachas are only the Rabbanim, except for which two? Donnie, please write, take notes for focusing. All brachas are the Rabbanim, except brachas are mazal when you eat kiddies. Sviya brachas are Torah, in the morning. All of the brachas are the Rabbanim. So what's the nature of this din that they all have to be on the table? Is that a din in the Maisa Lekicha? Din D'Oraisa, or is it a din in Brachas? Is it a din in Brachas? Because I don't want it to be a Bracha Levatah. I want everything to make sure they're all here. So the Rav held, it was a din in the Maisa Lekicha. It's a din D'Oraisa, that's some Lekicha. It's not a din Tanayim, because it's a mitzvah. He held it was a din in what? The Rama held it was a din in the Maisa Lekicha. The Maisa Lekicha requires you to what? Requires you to actually put them together. That's why we're going to see that there are poskim, namely the Rosh and the Tour, that say you're not allowed to talk in between each mitzvah. Meaning, even though we hold Bizachar Zez, good, can do 1 hour to the next, Lulav 1 hour, Lesrog next hour, but you cannot talk, not just outs the Bracha, but outs the what? It's a breakup of the Maisa Lekichin. So that fits well, I think, in what the Rav's saying in the Rambam. That there's a din Maisa Lekichin, they got to be in front of you, and even if they're not in front of you, like you said in front of Rabbeinu Tam, it's a din of Maisa Lekichin. There cannot be what? There cannot be a hefsek. I'm just pointing out there are those that say even within the Baha'i, you cannot talk. We were commenting within Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam just now. But there are shittas when you're showing that say even within the Baha'i, you're not allowed to talk. So this brings us to the shittas Aravid. What does the Aravid say? There is a din, halacha l'maisa, in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's get it down. In Simin Tov Reish Nun Aleph Sif Yud Beis. What does it say there? It says that the Arba Minim Amakiv Zed Zed. However, you can take them Bezachar Zed Yoyotze. As long as they're what? The Ramah quotes the caveat of the Rambam, they should all be in front of you. Yes? And he says you say the Brach on the Lulav, bless you, and then say the Brach on all the other ones. No problem. Say the Brach on the Lulav, and then say the Brach on all the other ones. What happens if you talk in the middle, though? What happens if you talk in the middle? So the Ramah quotes from the Agos Mamonios that if you talk in the middle, each one warrants its own bracha. Al Natilus Esser, Al Natilus Arava, Al Natilus Adas.
According to Rambam,
this is the Ramah B'Shem Nagos Mamonios. Ram just says it's got to be on the table. Ram says it's got to be on the table. Okay? So the Ramah quotes this from the caveat, and if you talk in the middle, you must say a bracha. There is a sheet of the Ravid, though, the Orchos Chaim, that I gave in the Mugger Ram there in Sifkot and what? Chav Dalet. Yes? In Sifkot and Chav Hei, I apologize. Sifkot and Chav Hei. According to the Orchos Chaim and the Ravid, You have to say a bracha at every min, even if you don't talk. Even if you don't talk. Okay? Even if you don't talk, there is such a din, you say a bracha at every min if you're doing a bezachar zeh, believe it or not. And you could say a shechianu on the ones you're doing new. Shechianu doesn't have to daf can be on the lulav. Okay? You got that? So there's a sheet of the Rav and the Orchos Chaim. So the Rav wanted to say like this. Lo yitochen that the Ravid and the Orchos Chaim hold that there are four different mitzvahs. Chas v'shalom. The Arba Minim make up one mitzvah and one mitzvah alone. But he wanted to say that his sheet, the Ravid and the Orchos Chaim, is that the Chiyuv Bracha Shach to the Maisa mitzvah, not to the Kima mitzvah. I'll give you a raya. Sviris Omer. We say a bracha every single night. The sphere of the days, according to one approach, make up one big mitzvah. But l'maisa, every night there's a maisa mitzvah. So it could be or will be the Rambam holds, and this is the sheet of the Ravid is you say a bracha on a maisa mitzvah, not on the kiyum. And every laila there's a maisa mitzvah. So therefore, hu adin nami says the Ravid of the Arba Minim. The Arba Minim l'maisa, even though you're doing one after another, but each one is a maisa mitzvah. There might be one kiyum mitzvah. What's kiyum mitzvah? The points you get in Shemayim. But the Maisa mitzvah, there are four. And therefore, Jacob, there's a bracha on every one of the four Maisa mitzvahs. That's the sheet of the Rav in the Orchos Chaim. Okay? Even if you don't talk. The Be'er Halacha is worried. L'maisa, he points out, it's mashma from the Ramah, that you don't have to what? Reshake the lulav. That's what it's mashma from the Ramah. He says, L'maisa, if you talk, you should have to reshake the lulav and also say a brach on the lulav. That's what he wants to tie in. He says you can read that in, L'maisa, and he believes that's the din halacha L'maisa. And you should follow that you should not talk halacha L'maisa between b'zeach or zeh. He says, aye, the Ritva says b'shem is Rebbe. Who's the Ritva's Rebbe? The Ramban. He says, I'm sorry, the Ramban loses out, L'maisa, to who? To the Ram and the Rush. Who hold not that way, and therefore, Lamaisa, if you do talk, it's going to necessitate you to what? Redo the mitzvahs and also say a bracha, also again, Lamaisa, even on the lulav. So not only do you have to you have to redo the mitzvahs, halacha Lamaisa. So I want you to get that. Even though the Ritva Shem Rabbeisai said if you sach in the middle, it didn't make a difference. Remember that? The Ritva, I brought it in this year, the Ritva says at the end, it's not a hefsik. He says not a hefsik at all. We paskin, it is a hefsik. Both vis-a-vis doing it again, and both vis-a-vis what? Saying a bracha again. Okay? So, halacha l'maisa, you should what? You should make sure l'maisa that you don't talk Dvarim B'Talim in the middle, Halacha L'maisa, it's going to mandate that you are in fact. So that's what the Ravid held, that there's a brach on the Maisa Mitzvah. Where do you find this? You find this, Jacob, in a Machlekes the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. What is the Nusach HaBracha when it comes to Shofar? The Rambam writes in Perek Alef Halacha Gimel that the Mitzvah of Shofar is the Shmir. Therefore he says, Ein B'Kol Din Gezel. Can't steal it. A shofar stolen shofar yotze with, because you can't steal something that's intangible. The Ravid says, even if you could, you're still yotze, yom tshua yelachem. It's even good if it's stolen. Both the Ram and the Ravid agree that a stolen shofar yotze with. The question is why? Ram says, as far as called, then the Yazal Ravid quotes Yusham and he quotes a pasuk, yom tshua yelachem. But the Ram Pir Gimelacha Yod and Yochel Shofar writes, what's a nusach abracha? Lishmo akol shofar, which goes well to what he said in Perak Afalacha Gimel. That the mitzvah is what? The mitzvah shmiyah, right? The mitzvah shmiyah. So it goes very well, this whole shtickle tire. So therefore, l'maisa, the Rambam holds that the nisach habracha by shofar was enacted according to what? What was it enacted? According to the kiyumah mitzvah. And therefore, according to the kiyumah mitzvah, what's the kiyumah mitzvah? The kiyumah mitzvah is what? Is the shmiyah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh quotes in Rosh Hashanah, what's the nisach habracha? Litkoa. The Nusach HaBracha is Litkoa, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Because according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Bracha was enacted on the Maisa Mitzvah. Okay? So that's a good example. So the Ravid is basically saying that I say the bracha was what? On the meisim. It's unlike what the Rambam says by shofar. It's like what the Rabbeinu Tam says by shofar. So if you look in the Taz says when you shake the arava alone, you say Antilas arava. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the nusach ha-bracha is nitken kefi what? Kefi the meisim mitzvah. And therefore, lakichas arava, you look at what you're taking. What do you look at? You look at what you're taking. You're taking arava. But according to the Rambam, who says you say the brachas on the what? On the kiyum mitzvah, it's mistaber that what? What's the bracha going to be? Always the tilas luluf. Because the kiyum mitzvah is al shmo shel luluf mikre. It's always on the kiyum mitzvah. That's why the nusach brachas kin tilas luluf. The ikr min is the luluf. It's hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the you praise Hashem through luluf. And therefore, it's only appropriate, halacha lemaisa, it's only appropriate that the nusach ha-bracha, according to Rambam, is based on the kiyum, and you say luluf. Whereas according to the Ravid, and according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you're looking at the maisa, and that's exactly why he says you say ha-bracha on each one. If you look in the Rambam, it's very meduyuk, and Pirek Zayin Halacha, it's striking. Arba minim el mitzvah achas makvin zayatzev, kulim nikroim mitzvahs luluf. Why do you say kulim mikroin? This is luluf. Because the bottom line is that's the kiyum. The kiyum of mitzvah, the point you can try, is described as a luluf. Okay? So that's the chiddush l'maisa that we want to what? That we want to bring out from the Rav. So you must know this when we go to Lakicha Tama. Three shittas in Rishonim, two Hesberim we had in Rabbeinu Tam, and the Hesber we have in the Rambam, because the Rambam held us to know myself. Lakicha, and the shittas arrived that he yelled that the bracha is on the maisa, arriving in the Orchos Chaim, comparing it to Rabbeinu Tam by Shofar and Lamaisa, as opposed to the Rambam by Shofar, focused on the king. Okay? Now, let's get to the describe the Magen Avraham Chiddush. What was the Magen Avraham Chiddush? Let's get it. Let's describe the Magen Avraham Chiddush. The Magen Avraham, please get this down, points out the following. There is a din that if you talk in the middle of Shofar, there is a din in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis, you don't say a bracha, because it's all one mitzvah. So we're very bothered by this. Right? We said if you talk in the middle of the Arba Minim, yes, you have to go back and say a bracha. But if you talk in the middle of Shofar, you don't have to say a bracha. It's a stira. So, Lamaisa, it could very well be that it might be a compromise. And what's the compromise? Since the Ravid says, even if you don't talk, you say a bracha. So we say, when it comes to Luluf, if you talk, the Ramah Paskins at least say a bracha. Whereas by what? Whereas by when it comes to Shofar, Shofar Lamaisa, there is no such shita. So therefore, if you talk, you don't say a bracha. Okay, we got that? There is no such shita because there's only one mitzvah of the Shofar. So if you talk, Lamaisa, they're not going to necessitate a new bracha in the middle of the tekiyas. So the Orchos Chaim had a story with the Maram in Rutenberg, I believe. It says Maram, that he shook a luluf, then he realized he didn't have an arava. Then he got the arava later. What did he say? He said, Alantilas arava, and he said, Shechianu. What's the pshat? Even though it's a mitzvah min a mufkar to take all the 4 minim biyachat, but that's what he did. Sarachim. We say in the name of the Orchos Chaim in Hilchos Chanukah, that if it's the fourth night, you only light three. You go back and light the fourth one without a bracha. Because we assume that what's a stira? Why don't you what say a new bracha? We say a new bracha with the arava. So we wanted to say that your das by the halakas neiris, please get it, is on the whole thing. See, the Orchos Chaim and the Ravid, all you say a bracha on each one. But according to us, we only paskin when you actually what? When you actually talk. So the answer is that in the case of the arava, you didn't have the das on every one of them. Right? You didn't have the das on one. By the case of the neiros, you had the das on every one of them. So that's how he wants to answer the stira. This is what the Magen Avraham says. In Sifkot and what? Sifkot and Chaf Hey. The Taz in Sifkot and Yud Zayin talks about a case of, I saw that his hadas was puzzle. Then when he wants to say it again, you have to say out in Tilas Hadas. No problem. It's a similar type, different story, but same thing going again with the saying a new bracha, separate bracha. So he says, by the neiros, you had it in mind. Allah l'maisa. You didn't have this in mind, l'maisa, by the what? You didn't have it in mind by the luluf. You said you didn't realize you didn't have the arava. So l'maisa, it was not in mind. So that's the answer, l'maisa, we want to point out. Okay, so that's what the Magen Avraham says. If you look at the Bir Halacha, The Bialoche says, I think that's a difficult answer. He gives his own answer. What's his own answer? He says, even though we don't hold like a bit of time, that you got to hold it in your hand, but you nevertheless have to make sure there's no hefsek. Because if you hold it as a hefsek, then it's not like lakicha tamu.
Who's this?
This is the Bialoche himself. So the Bialoche says, therefore, Lamaisa, you want to make sure there's no hefsek. So that's the answer. The answer is that what? If you realize that there's the Arba Minim require what? Lekicha Tama. It's a special din. So you have to need continuity. Even though we don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, but we don't want to talk even in the middle. That's what I said before. That's why you necessitate a new bracha. By Rosh Hashanah, Lamaisa, there's no din of Shofar Tama. So since there's no din of Shofar Tama, so why would you have to say a new bracha? He just points out, I'm uncomfortable with not having to reshake the lulav again with a bracha. He says, even though the Ramah is mash like that, I think you should reshake it and say a bracha halacha l'maisa. And the Ritva, B'shem Zerboisav, loses out to the Rosh and the Mechaber, Rosh and the Rambam, Rambam and the Rosh. The Mechaber says like that, halacha l'maisa, you're going to need to say a new what? You're going to need to say a new bracha. So this is the Mahalik. I think that's a good way of saying it. Siyat the Shema, the help of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, no one else. And that is Lekicha Tama. Lekicha Tama is only by lulav and not by shofar. That's the bottom line what the Bar Halacha is saying. So therefore, even if you don't like the Bahag, that Bezer Chazer Yaitzeh, so but you still can't talk. So that's why, don't ask me a steer between what? Between you finding the Arava Lamais over there, and then you have to say a new bracha, because you know, it's a hefsek. That's why you need a new bracha. But when you talk about the case of shofar, it's no shofar tama. There's no such din. So even if you talk, you're not going to need a new bracha. And then in the bracket, he just points out, I think you should reshake the lulav. I rip the Shem Rabosev, they lose out to the Ram and the Rosh. The Mechaber holds like the Ram and the Rosh. Yes, Adam, what do you say?
Can we say that by Hanukkah, the reason he doesn't make a new bracha is because that's only just to be Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, but...
Yeah, but Lamaisa, we said, many Gedol HaKarim say there's a bracha on Hidr, you know, Eliyahu Rabbah. It's a Machloikas, you're right. Pre-Kaddish. Right, so Machloikas, Eliyahu Rabbah, Pre-Kaddish. But even according to the postman, say there is a bracha on Hadar, we can still give this answer, Hidr Mitzvah. Okay, that's the whole first Mahalach I want you guys to get. That's the whole first Mahalach I want you guys to get. Okay. Second Mahalach, let's get. Second Mahalach, please let's get it. I was bothered by a kasha. Okay, very important kasha, I believe. But let's for quickly. We had said that according to Rashi, we had two ways into Rashi when he says Shlosha Ketumen, Reb Tarfin. Yes? He doesn't require Hadar Bahadas. So we said maybe that means categorically he doesn't require Hadar Bahadas. Yes? Then we had a Machlekes Kapas Tamarim and who else? Darach Lanir. So the Rav points out, and I saw the Kasha elsewhere, why is Hadas Yavish Puzzle? If you interpret it like Darach Lanir, I believe it was, who said that there's no Hadar by Hadas, so why is a Hadas Yavish Puzzle? Why is it dried out one puzzle, Yosef? Get it down. If you interpret Rashi, that he's saying categorically, Reb Tarfin denies Hadar by Hadas. Avram, you getting this down? So why do you need what? Why is Hadas Yavish Puzzle? So the Bava Meiri says, I'll tell you why. Because it's like a dead thing. Lo Amesim Haluka. That's the sheet that's arriving to as well. But that's a little bit difficult in Rashi, because Rashi, we said the Chisaron was Hadar. So Hadrin Kusha Leduchte. So it's a little bit difficult, because Rashi never said it was Kemesh. So maybe you have to say that there are two halachas in the Chisaron of Hadar. One is that Shaykh to all the Arba Minim, a general one. One is that's specific to each one of the minim. So it could very well be Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam holds, according to Rashi, that the Psul Hadar general all the Arba Minim, right? That Shaykh all the Arba Minim is Chal by Hadas as well. Therefore, a dried out one is Pusul. But Naktam is not one that exists by every one of the four. Naktam is specific to each and every min. So the ones that are specific, Rabbeinu Tarfon doesn't have. By Hadas, there's no Psul Hadar Mesuyim, just the general din. Therefore, Hadas Yavish is Pusul, because that's a general din. But the specific one, Lamaisa, that Reb Tarfon doesn't have, and that's what Rashi meant. So that's the second Mahalach I want you to get, Halacha Lamaisa. That's the second Mahalach I want you to get in this Mahalach. Okay, now we begin Vaitin the Gemara, we get into the other Mahalachim. Okay? You to read the Gemara, okay? Let's see the Gemara. Read the Gemara, the Yehuda. The Yehuda on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, where we're up to. Please, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Let's go. Rabbi Shmuel Manafshach.
Shmuel
Rabbi Shmuel, what do you hold? What is your soul? Catch 22. Go ahead. If you require shlamim, then all three should require it. And if what? And if you don't require it, then none of them should require it. So why is your sheet in the Mishnah so bizarre? That two can be plucked and one cannot be. Yes? You got it? So what's Gemara's answer?
Amar Beira.
Amar Beir is the name of a Chacham. Amar Beir is the name of a Chacham. Go ahead, Amar Beyami.
Amar Beyami, Chazar Bo, Rabbi Yishmael.
Right, and we went through yesterday what he was, the different shitas of what he was Chazar Bo. Okay? We said according to Rashi, you need at least what? Remember we said according to Shitas Rashi, you have to have at least one that's full? Right, one Shalim. According to Taisus Rid, we said what? One Shalim, but there's a mitzvah to have two other ones that are what? That are plucked. And then when he had a Yesh Shapirshu, there was who? Who was the Yesh Shapirshu? The Shaboli Aleket, right? Rabbi Avram Minahar, the Meiri, what did they say? Avram, that he was chosen from the Tzvar of Achronim. And then you need three Adasim. But they, it cannot be Ketumim, remember? He was chosen both from the second statement. Remember the second part of his statement? When it said, Afilish Ketumim, and no, he said all three must be what? All three must be Shalim. That was a collector's item, okay? And then we had the Ravid that said what? The Ravid said one of them must be what? Sholem, Allah Lamaisa, because of Hidr Mitzvah. Remember we said that? One of them must be Sholem because of Hidr Mitzvah. That was the sheet that's a Ravid, Allah Lamaisa. The Ravid said that one of them must be Sholem because of what? Because of Hidr Mitzvah. That was the sheet that's a Ravid. The other two don't have to be. And then we had the Kashas, the Ramban. So you remember that? We had different sheets in Rishonim. Basically three, okay? Now, I have a kasha for you, the Sfasemis says. Get it down, Yehuda. Sfasemis asks, why does the Gemara Lamaisa only ask on Rabbi Shmuel after it quotes the Brisa? Why couldn't it ask on Rabbi Shmuel directly from the Mishnah? Quotes this whole long Brisa, and then it goes through in depth Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Why couldn't it go in depth Rabbi Shmuel Shita in the Mishnah? That's the Sfasemis' kasha. So he says a beautiful answer. I want you to get it. Because if you just had the Mishnah, you might have said it's a mitzvah lechachila to bring three complete ones. Lechachila. But in the Brisa, you see it's the real deal. In the Brisa, he's learning from Psukim. If you're learning from Psukim, what does that mean? It's impossible to say that only means Lechachila. You're not going to quote a drasha for only something that's Lechachila. And Rabbi Shmuel quotes a Pasuk here, doesn't he? Yes? Priyates Hadar, yeah? Doesn't he quote a Pasuk? You're not going to tell me the Pasuk just tells me a Din Lechachila. So I want you to get that down. That's why the Gemara jumps after the Brisa is quoted and says Mimanafsha. Because the Mishnah you could say, Lechachili should have three whole ones, Lebediyevid, two plucked and one whole is fine. That's how you can interpret the Mishnah. But once you start making Darsh Drushas from Sukkim, that's already a different story. And you cannot say that's Lechachili. What I want to point out that this Fasema seems to be echoing, what sheet do we have in Rishonim? The Ritva. You remember the Ritva said the whole notion of Lechachili Lebediyevid cannot be said on what? On Dinim Diraisa. It's only said on what? The Rabbana. I want you to get down. The Sfasemis seems to be mashmal like the Ritva. Against who? Against Taisus and Nida. Beferish and Daf Samach Vavim Beis. Rav Shekhtar Shlita is one of his favorite Taisim. That Lechachila B'diavit can be said on Mitzvah Diraisa. They just cannot be said on what? On Matters. Remember that? Like going to Mikvah. Okay? So the Sfasemis seems to echo very much the Ritva. So that's the third Pshat Lamaisa, the third Malach I wanted you to get. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, within this third Mahalach, though, please get this down. The Ramban writes, after Rabbi Shimon was Chozer Bo, what comes out? So please get this down. So he points out there are two possibilities. Either Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva are arguing whether having two Aravas or one. Rabbi Kiva says one, Rabbi Shimon says you need how many? Two. That's one approach. Please get this down, the Ramban says. One approach is that it's a Machlaikis. Come on, Avram. And then the second shot is that maybe they're not arguing at all. Rabbi Shmuel says you need two for Hidr Mitzvah, and Rabbi Kiva was talking Mikra, then all you need is one. Avram, you got it? Those are the two possibilities. The Ramban says after it's all said and done, whether there's a Machloek between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? Very interesting what? Very interesting duke that he points out. Okay, that's all within what? The third mouth. You didn't write it down. I know you didn't. So get it down, Lamaisa. You got it. How long does it take? Lamaisa, the Ramban, come on. You'll remember. Either you say it's a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, whether you need one or two, Rabbi Kiva, one, Rabbi Shmuel, two, or you say the what? Rabbi Kiva says, Mikra, I didn't all you need is one, Rabbi Shmuel, just adding on Hidr Mitzvah, you need two. Okay. That's the third Malach. Fourth Malach I want you to get, okay? And then we got to go back to it in the Gemara with the Taisa, get to the whole Malach we have on that. I wanted to point out to you, yesterday we said from the Beis Yosef that it's also to put the Lulav and Esrog in one hand. Where is that? That's in page 2, Tov Kuf Sadi Beis Yosef. He quotes, I'm going to read it to you. He says, Kosav od Orchos Chaim, inot l'shneim b'yod achas kosav rav shalmi, de lo yotza. K'namrinim b'gamar, de lo agdinen esrog imayam mishum dechsiv, kapos v'lo v'kapos. So he says, it's mamish usher. This is the Beis Yosef I want you to get, that I was quoting. It's mamish usher to do it. Amazing. Unbelievable.
But we said only not during round two, only when taking it, shaking it.
It's usher l'maisa to do that when you're shaking it. Okay. But there's another din. Avram, you got that? There's another din. Okay. The page before in the Beis Yosef, Tav Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Yud Aleph, he quotes the following. And I'm glad Adam brought this up to me so we don't confuse the two. The Beis Yosef quotes that if you're holding the Luv and Esrog, and you hold them like this, and you don't hold them together, not in one hand it's usher, but you don't hold them together like this, it's a catastrophe. Absolute catastrophe. He says, Lamaisa, I didn't find this anywhere in the Gemara of the Poskim, but I did find something. Please get it. Says the Beis Yosef. He found the Riketani. And we thank Adam for pointing this out. Please get this. Rav Menachem Rikantani in Parshas Emor. He's one of the great Rishonim. He's a Kabbalist. Please get this. He said the following. There was a dream that he had. And the dream that he had was on the first night of Sukkot. He had a pious Jew over. And he saw in a dream that the man wrote Yudkei Vovkei on a piece of paper. But the last hey, the Yudkei Vovkei, the K, was a distance from the first three letters of Shem Hashem. And he asked them, what are you doing, sir? And he said, that's the meaning, the way we write it. He said, it's wrong. And he erased it, and he wrote the last letter of Shem Hashem next to the other three. And he woke up. And he didn't know what the meaning of this dream was. But when he went to Sheikh Lulav, he saw this pious Jew that was his guest holding the Lulav and Esrog like this. He said, now he chapped what it was. Because there is a Medrash in Vayikra Rabba Parshas Emor Lamed that all the Arba Minim are Shemus of Hashem. And therefore they're supposed to be taken together. Rachman al-Utzlan, that you separate them. And therefore, he said, that was the remnant in the dream. And therefore, please don't confuse the dinim. Number one, the Beis Yosef said, to hold all the minim in one hand is wrong. It's usher. Rav Shalmi, the Orachos Chaim points out. In Simon Tovkuf Tzadi, in the new Beis Yosef's, new Tor Beis Yosef's, in Simon Tovkuf Peites, he quotes the story of the Riketani, that you're not, when you have them this, you're supposed to put them together. And it's absolute catastrophe if you don't do it. So that's the fourth mahalach I want you to get. Yes, Yehuda, go ahead.
What are the implications of if you have lulav in one hand, esrog in the other, but your fingers overlap over both, for both ends?
You put them together. You're never supposed to interlock your fingers like that, yeah. Kabbalah. One is midas adin, one is mizrachim. You're never supposed to go like this. That's what they say, al-pi kabbalah. Okay? Because you're mishalad midas adin, midas arachim. The Sawyer that I have from you. Many years ago in Yeshiva Neretzor, Rav Tzuriel Shlita, the Mashkich and Shalvim taught me this. You're never supposed to interlock your hands. So you hold it together, you know, it's a Lulav and Esrog together. Okay, now we go Vaitan Gemara. You're doing a great job. Let's go. Guys, look inside because we got to get to this Tisus, okay? We got to get to this Tisus. Go ahead, let's go. Let's go, Yehuda. Amar. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel.
Amar Shmuel, halacha,
Tarfon. Oh, bottom line is we pass like a Tarfon. Shlosha Ketumim, our Ksheira. Now what did that mean? Because we're going to get to later with the Ramban Blinetter. What did that mean? That either means three plucked ones are fine against the Stam Mishnah. Yes? Even if all three are plucked off on top of the stem. Or if you hold like the Ravid, the plucked off on the stem is fine, but I showed him a picture, Lamaisa. You know what, Avram? Quickly run in and get it real quick. Okay, let's see how fast you are. Okay? Let's go real quick. Bring that art skull in because I wanted to show you guys to show you the picture. Come on, okay? So therefore, it comes out according to the Ravid, only the three that are two members are going to kosher. I'm going to show you the picture now. Okay, so you'll get it a little bit later after Mincha, okay? All right. Because I want to show everyone the picture. Or maybe I'll show you on Sunday, okay? But the three, there are three, it's a twig of three, right? It's like we drew on the board, yes?
Yeah.
It's like we drew on the board, right? And the leaves are missing. Right. It didn't mean the wood part on the top that gets cut off. It meant that the three here don't have leaves. So as long as you have one intact, or three are considered to be good, or three trimmed. So that's the different topic. So no matter what you say, we pass like a tarf. You to go ahead. Let's go. Va'azda what?
Va'azda shmuel atamei. Da'omar lu shmuel ahanu v'zim me'asa. Ashmu v'zim.
Shmuel said to those merchants that are selling myrtles for the tzibor. It's interesting, we had a lot of merchants. What was the other case? Avon Nachri. Very good. What daf was that? Yes, very good. Go ahead. Ashru v'zabinu. What's Ashru? Be very what? Be honest with them. Make an equal price. Don't jack up the prices. Go ahead. And if you don't sell it for a cheap price, if you play games, I'm going to get up in shul and say the halach is like a tarfon. What does a tarfon say? That plucked ones are kosher, so those aren't expensive. So that'll supply and demand. It'll run out your business. You go chapter 11. So he said, guys, be right. Go ahead.
My time, huh?
You want to tell me that the reason why he quoted what? You want to tell me why Shmuel said to the Mokrim that he's going to say the luxury of Tarfon is because of Tarfon is the most mako? It's not true. He's not the most mako. Go ahead. Yeah, I want to go like a Rekiva's more mako, because what does the Rekiva say? All you need is one hadas. So if all you need is one hadas, that's even more mako. You could have run him out of business by saying that. Everyone can find at least one. What's Gemara's answer? It's not true. Three plucked ones are much easier to find than one complete one. That's uncommon. So therefore, that would not what? That would not scare them, because even if you say the luck is like a bekiva, it's hard to find one, and therefore they'll still need them a business, and therefore they'll be able to jack up the price. So that's the maskanas of Gemara. Okay? That's the maskanas of Gemara, the Gemara says. So what did the Gemara prove? At the end of the day, you guys tell me. What did the Gemara say?
It's not a pig.
We thought that the psak is that he holds a lachal krib tarfon and us the shmuel l'taime. So what's us the shmuel l'taime? Because why? If he didn't, he said, I'm going to pass like Rabbi Akiva. So what's the Gemara say? I'm going to pass like a tarfon. The Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Maybe he would have held a lachal like Rabbi Akiva. But the best threat possible was to go like a tarfon. It doesn't show that he personally holds like Rabbi Akiva. So at the end of the day, we do have a psak of Yidam Shmuel lachal krib tarfon. But the story doesn't prove that he holds like a tarfon. You understand what I'm saying? You always got to know how you read the Gemara before you get to the lumbus. The Gemara is basically saying you have no proof. Okay? It's not us the shmuel of Taimei. This did not show anything. Could be that he does hold that. The luck is like a tarfon. And review to quote shmuel saying that. But don't give me the story as being consistent with the shit, because it doesn't show a thing. Okay? All right. Now that we have this mahalach, now we got to begin the tisis. Okay? Guys, look inside the tice on the bottom, okay? Look inside this tice. It's a beautiful tice. Every tice is beautiful, but we got to work at this tice, okay? Look inside the tice. Let's get it. Go ahead, Yehuda. Start from the Dibra Masko. Go ahead. Yes.
Tema. Halo sweeter like Rabbi Akiva, ala Rabbi Tarfon.
Right. So what's Gemara's kasha? How can the Gemara get the kasha out of its mouth that you should go like Rabbi Akiva? He doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Remember the Gemara said, if he's trying to be mako, why don't you try to be, if he's trying to what, look for the most mako shita, then why don't you say, why did the Gemara say, why didn't he say, I'm going like Rabbi Kiva? How could he say he's going like Rabbi Kiva? He doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. We said, Allah kareb tarfon. That's Tais Kasha, very clear Kasha. You got to be emistic. As I said in Seder to a few guys, Reb Chaim V'lozhiner wrote a sefer called Chuda Meshulash. You know, it was Rashi, he started the V'lozhiner Yeshiva. He was the greatest Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon writes in his Akdama that if you feel that you Meshulchan Aruch is wrong, and you feel another way, because you're a great Talmud Chacham, it is usher for you to go like the Shulchan Aruch. You have to write what you think. That's what he writes in the Akdama, to the Sefer Chuda Meshulash. So the Tais asks a similar kasha. How could the Gemara say, oh, I'm gonna make a threat, I'm going to darish like Rabbi Kiva? He doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. He doesn't hold like one is enough. You understand what I mean? That's Tais' kasha. Go ahead.
דחול זה מן הדיוק שבא להוכיח תשמור לטעמי, זה פרבי טרפון ספירלי. דיב, פחי לאו, ומידי דלו סבר תפי שאים קרו בזול, פאי לא להפקידם.
תמי כל תפי. So what's he saying? He's saying the whole story here that we're trying to prove that Shmuel's l'shitaso, that he holds like Rabbi Akiva, is from intimidation, from scaring them. Yes? That if he's mafka to them with something that he doesn't hold, in order to sell something what? Bezol. Then he should have what? Then he should have made them scared from Rabbi Akiva's even more makel. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, when the Gemara suggested that he should be darish like Rabbi Akiva, it wasn't suggesting that what? That he holds like Rabbi Akiva. It's all under the purview of intimidation, of scaring them. So if it's all under the purview of scaring them, and scaring them means that I don't have to actually hold like that, then you should have scared them better and go with who? Rabbi Akiva, rather than who? Then Reb Tarfon. Do you understand what I'm saying? The fact that he didn't scare him like that, and he did like what? He was darish like Reb Tarfon, who's less makel than Rabbi Akiva, shows that what? Shows that he only scared them on something that what? On something that he holds like, right? And therefore he was darish with them that they should go like Reb Tarfon. Okay? So therefore it's a riot that the Shmuel holds like Reb Tarfon. You follow me? In other words, what Tois is saying is from the realm of intimidation, what would have been better to do? The Gemara says, go with Rabbi Akiva. That's a much more of intimidation. That would run him out of business and say, all you need is one. The fact that he didn't go with that selection to go with Rabbi Akiva, but rather he went with Reb Tarfon, must show that what? Must show that he really holds like who? Must show that he really holds like Reb Tarfon. That he really wanted to go like Reb Tarfon Lamaisa, and he was sticking with that track. Because if you want to go with the track of intimidation, then you should have gone even with who? Should have gone with a better intimidation and gone with Rabbi Akiva. But the fact that he went with Reb Tarfon, meaning that he wanted to go in line with what? With what the halacha was. He didn't want to go under the purview of intimidation. Now, you might say to yourself, when I get back to it, Blinetta, with the Ramban, you might say to yourself, is a person allowed to Meshachar Bnei Shalom? Gemara Yevama Samachem Beis, two opinions, whether it's Mutal Shalom or Mitzvah. It's either a Dechuy or a Hutra. But you are allowed to do a white lie, a fib a little bit for the sake of Shalom. One opinion says Mutal, one says a Mitzvah. So that's what Tosis is assuming. The Ramban is not comfortable with, we'll get to it, Blinetta. But Tosis says, I don't what? What does Tosis say? Tosis says, I don't buy. Tosis says, if it's intimidation, you can fib a little bit. So he should have gone with Rabbi Akiva. The fact that he stuck with the Tarf and he wasn't going with that purview of intimidation, he was going with halacha. If he's going with halacha, then the halacha is the what? Like a Tarfa. And that's what the Gemara says that he wanted to do. Okay? Go ahead. Then in the very end of the Gemara, what did the Gemara say? I mean, just to complete it, what did the Gemara say in the Maskana? The only reason why he chose Reb Tarfon was just because that was a better what? Itaka wasn't intimidation. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't because he held Lahalacha. Because a better intimidation is Rabbi Akiva, not Reb Tarfon. That's the very Maskana. But the second stage before thought the better intimidation would be Rabbi Akiva. Go ahead.
Vada Adarabba. Rabbi
Tarfon. So he just says what we just said. And the Gemara slugs it up and says, Adarabba. Mefachte Tfei. If you want to go through that road of intimidation, what's a better intimidation? Rabbi Tarfon. Go ahead to Tlasa.
Tlasa Ketuvim and Shlichi and Chad. Ulo Katim.
Ulo Olam.
Ulo Olam. Ulo Tishma and Savar.
Right. Ulo Olam. It's in reality. The brackets you always read. And you see that at the end of the day, that Shmuel doesn't necessarily hold like Reb Tarfon. So that's exactly what Tosis says. Okay, we got that, Chlor? Okay, very good. That's a beautiful way of reading. Now he points out the following. Okay, let's get this. Go ahead. Miu.
Miu. Kosham Perek Kosha Yipsachim.
Right.
Yidiros B'Pesach.
Pots of Pesach. Now listen to this. There were pots that were used for chametz before Pesach. There's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Can you use them after Pesach? According to Rav, you cannot. You got to break the pots. You cannot use them after Pesach because there's tam chametz in them. You can't get them out. Rav holds like which Tana? Reb Yudah. The chametz over love of Pesach. We discussed this. If you have a Jew that wasn't mavatar or didn't sell his chametz, it's usher the whole year. Can never get it out, and it's usher b'hanah too. And also, nosin l'tam l'fgam according to Rav is usher too. And therefore, the whole, you put the two and two together, so it comes out you have nothing better to do than break the kelim. Okay? That's according to Rav. Go ahead, Shmuel. But Shmuel, Mashalahu, what does the Shmuel say you do? You leave them over until after Pesach. Whether it's Bimino or Main Bishalom Bimino, it's fine. Because we hold Nosin Tam Lefkam is Mutter. Go ahead, Vamrinan. Kandi. Shmuel said to those guys who sell pots after Pesach, go ahead. You better what? You better make your prices good. Go ahead. Be low, and if you play games and try to jack up the prices, what am I going to say? I'm going to tell in public, I hold like Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon say? Klomar. The Chomet Shavala of Pesach is only in Issa D'Rabbanan, and it's not Asa B'Tarubos. It's not Asa B'Ana. Kilesei. And when it's not Be'ene, when it's not Be'en, when it's only Balua, and when it's only Tarubos, there's no Isser. Okay? So Chomet Shavala of Pesach is D'Rabbanan, it's only when it's Chomet Gomer. Not when it's a teruah, it's not aser b'ana either. So therefore, people are not going to buy new kelim; they're going to use their old ones because it's mutter. So what do you see from here? You do that zaraya that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon from the fact that he scared off these what sellers that way. Go ahead, Amashma. It's Masha from that Gemara explicitly. You intimidate someone; you don't intimidate someone with the shit you don't hold like. You only intimidate some of the shit you don't like. But what did Tois say, our Gemara said? That when you're in the purview of intimidation, you can use shittas you don't like. You don't hold like. So it's a steer between our Gemara and Gemara Sakhim. When you intimidate, can you use a shita that you don't like or not? That you don't hold of? Our Gemara says yes. The Gemara Sakhim says no. It's a bomb kasha. Yehudi, you got it clear? That's the steer in the Gemaras. Go ahead. Yesh Lomar,
the Hasam, Lama Lo, La Chidam, the Midi.
Excellent. What's the answer? There's a big difference between the two Gemaras. What's the motivating factor why he wants to scare people or intimidate people? Because he wants to get guys to buy mitzvahs, to buy hadassim. That's a good reason. So therefore, in the purview of intimidation, I can say like a sheet, even though I don't hold like it. But over there, there's no mitzvah to buy a kalim. So therefore, if I'm going to intimidate, I have to stick to a sheet that I hold of. You got that? It's a very clear answer. Okay? Imsach, there's no mitzvah to buy kederes after Pesach. So obviously, if you're going to intimidate, you better intimidate only with the sheet you hold of. Otherwise, it's being mishaker. If you want to intimidate, I can understand mutl shams from the shalom. Go ahead, Navim Tomar. Yes. What is the Gemara there asking Sochem? You know what the Gemara says in Sochem? The Gemara says, well, why doesn't he just do it? If that's what he holds, then just be Darish like Reb Shimon. So what's the answer why he didn't announce in the public? Because who's the Mordas of that town? Who's the Mordas of that city? It was Rav. It's inappropriate. Stop a coveting for Shmuel the Paskin in Rav City. But the Gemara asked the Kasha, if you hold like that, then Dorish it. Yes? Why didn't the Gemara ask that Kasha here? Why didn't the Gemara ask that Kasha here? That if Shmuel holds like a Tarfon, then he should have held like him. The Gemara never says that, right? What was the Havamina? What's the Havamina, Yehuda? The Havamina is that Shmuel holds like a Tarfo. If the Havamina is a Shmuel like a Tarfo, why is he threatening, oh, and I'll say it like a Tarfo? If you hold like a Tarfo, just go out and say it. If your heart of hearts says that you hold like a Tarfo, hold like a Tarfo. And the Gemara Pesachim asked that Kasha. The Gemara said, Shmuel, why don't you hold like a Shimon? You know why? I would have, but I have to cover for the Morad Asra. Rav was the Morad Asra. He didn't hold like a Shimon. He held like a Yehuda, the Tana. Stam read Rebido Bar Eloi. So it's a great Kasha. So what's Tyson's answer? Go ahead, Yesh Lomar. Beautiful. What does that mean? He held back. Why did he hold back? Because he didn't want to what? He really did not want to advocate, even though he held the halachas of Reb Tarfon. But what does Reb Tarfon say? Shlosha Ketumim. Shlosha Ketuvim, is that hit or mitzvah? Doesn't look so nice. Even though Yotze, he didn't want to advocate that people should what get something that's not a hit or mitzvah. He wanted people to fulfill the din of hit or mitzvah right. So he didn't want to advocate in public to go like Rav Shimon Rav Tarfon Shita. See, Tais also is not holding like the Raivin. It's all the same topic that they're plucked off. Pashup shot. No? Seems to be they're all the same topic. So he held back. What do you see from this, the message? That if a Rav thinks something in his heart of hearts, he's got to say it, unless he has alternative reasons. Go ahead. Ubereish?
Ubereish Baba Basra. Dave Runya de Akpe Rina.
Yes. May Arba?
Arba.
Okay, it's Gemara Baba Basra. Dalam is running on a hammer off. Anyone familiar with the story? Runya had a field right in the middle. There were four fields around owned by Ravina. Ravina fenced in all the fields, so the middle guy, Runya, wouldn't be able to touch his property. Meanwhile, though, he fenced in Runya's property for free. He's the one who shelled out all the cash. So Ravina says, really not fair. You should give me some of the money for the fence. So the Gemara has this whole story. They had a whole conversation. Runya said, I'm not going to give you a thing. Ravina said, what? At least give me what the lost amount for like wood, for toothpicks that would close it up. He says, no, I don't want to do that. So then Rava says, give me an amount of money for a bodyguard, which is even less. Give me half of that. He says he refused to do that. Then he saw him. He saw Rudy is so makbid, he didn't want anyone to take his dates. He said, aha, I see you're very makbid about it. Don't give me the business, you're not makbid. I see you going crazy when someone took a little bit of your dates. You should pay for something. So you know what he said? I'll let you off, Ravina said. Just pay half of a guardsman. Just pay half of a guardsman, which is the cheapest amount. Okay? So you know what? The guy wouldn't budge. So what'd they do? What did Ravina and Runya do? They went to a din Torah. They went in front of Rava. And what did Rava say? Go ahead, read it on. Asa?
Asa kamei Rava. Omar zil paisei demai de pais.
So what did Rava say? Rava said, I want you to go appease Ravina with what you appeased. You agreed to do half of the what body? He agreed to what? Half of the body, a bodyguard? Then pay that. Do that. Go ahead. Velo. And if you don't do that, you know what I'm going to make you do? Go ahead. Aliba. The Amar that says, you have to pay half the fence of the highest level. Fence. Okay, no games. Either do what he was willing to let you pay, and if you don't, I'm going to make you pay the highest most. Go ahead. Hakolafi. You're going to have to split it 50-50, exactly the way the fence was built. Okay, go ahead. Whatever it was, whatever it was, the material, whatever the material was, you'll split it 50-50. No games. Don't play games with me, Rava said to Runya. Yes, Donnie, you got that? You got the case? You want me to draw it on the board? Runya was in the middle. Runya is in the middle. And then you got what? You got Ravina. And they built a fence. He spent $100,000 on this fence. He says, I'm willing to give you, only have to pay me $5,000, so half of a bodyguard.
Wait, I thought he put the fence on the outside.
No, but he also put it here, Lamaisa.
He built two
put
fences.
Put it here. Right. Let's say it was on the outside too. But he was very, I think it was in this, because he's always appreciative that what? That no one's getting in the, you said it was on the outside, same thing. Doesn't make a difference. But he saw he was mocking, and why didn't take his date? So he's getting benefit from the fence. So pay me something.
I mean, the nachman would be if Runya's mocked bit on Ravina to steal his dates.
Okay, whatever it is. But for our purposes, Lamaisa says you should pay half. Go ahead. What does it say? In his heart of hearts, what did Rava think you should pay? Yehuda. In his heart of hearts, you should pay half the fence. But there's another reason why you can't let him off the hook, because he was Michael already. So if you have another reason, that's fine. But if you don't have another reason, you have to say heart of hearts. That's why this Tosas quotes this Gemara. The Ron is Masbir very beautifully, right? The Ron speaks it out. I underline it here. What does the Ron say? The Ron says that, just like in our Gemara, his heart of hearts, he didn't say because he wanted him to do hitter mitzvah, so too here in Baba Basra. Fikshafarni Spias Ravina Bokhs Mikan. So he didn't say what his heart of hearts was. You have to say what you think, unless there are alternative motives. That's what he brings in Runya for. You understand what I'm saying? He's not just trying to quote his Bekiyas Taisus. A lot of times when it's not clear why a Rishon brings another Gemara, you look at other Rishonim. They'll elucidate it more for you. Okay? Now this leads us to the following. Get this down. Avram, please get this down. It's clear from the Tysus. Let's get this. It's clear from Tysus, okay, that the reason why Rava did not paskin to Ravina, to Runya, that he has to pay what he's deserving of, is because why? Is because Rava knew that Ravina was already mochel. Yes? And he was willing to what? He was willing to take half of the bodyguard. Yes? What's it, Mashma? Please get this down from Tysus. Get the steps. It's Mashram Tysus that if he did not know the conversation, Rava, if he did not know that he was mochelim already, then Rava would have to paskin, yes, to the highest level. Even though Ravina did not ask him for the highest level. When Ravina brought him to the din Torah, how much was he asking him? 5,000, the bodyguard. But Lamais, I don't care if he's only asking 5,000. If he's really deserving of 50,000, then he would paskin like that, Allah Lamaisa. Even though Ravina only asked for the bodyguard. That's what comes out from Tysus. From our Tysus, it's clear. Please get this. From our Tysus, it's clear that he knew about the what? He knew about the Mechila. And that's why he didn't paskin more. But it implies that if he didn't know about the Mechila, even though Ravina was willing to say, pay me only 5,000, if he really is owed the 50,000, a dying can paskin 50,000. That's from Tysus. That's all just Tysus now. However, if you look in the Dark Emotion, it was written by the Ramon, the bottom of the Torah, in Chosh Mitzvah Simon Yad Zayin, he quotes from this story of Runya and Ravina, that if the Toveah comes, Yosef, get this down, and asks for only 5,000, even though Mikra Adin is deserving of 50,000, it's usher. It is usher for the dying to paskin more than 5,000. Usher. The Machaber says it in Simon Yad Zayin, Sif Yud Beis. Yes? Simon Yud Zayin, Sif Yud Beis, the Machaber Ramah all hold like this. So obviously it must be, if they understood this story differently, must be that they understood this story. Don't tell me that Rava knew that he was Mochel. Don't tell me that Rava knew that he was Mochel, because if that would be the case, why did he say to Runya, then, you know, Zil Pius, what he's asking you? And if you don't, I'm going to charge you 50,000. If he knew that he was already Mochel, then why would he threaten him and say 50,000? He already was Mochelim. So it must be, say the Mechaber and the Ramah, that they understood this Gemara, not like Tysus, but they understood this Gemara that Rava did not know that he was Mochel. And therefore, when he said to Runya, you should pay according to what Rava charges. If you don't, I'm going to charge you even more, Lamaisa, because I can charge you more. Because he didn't know that there was a Mechila. He didn't know that there was a Mechila. Okay, he didn't know that there was a Mechila. Now, as I was saying, if you guys in Seder, isn't what he's asking for implicitly a Mechila? No. Maybe Lamaisa, if he would have known, he wouldn't have been Mechila. This is what he thought, he's deserving the money. So what we have up till now, Adam, is what? Tysus understood the Gemara that Rava knew that he was Michael. The Mechaber and the Ramah understood our Gemara that they did not know that he was Michael. And therefore, Lamaisa, because once you know, you can't paskin more than what? Than what the guy was asking for. So asks the Shach and the Small, and the Shach, the Small is the Sefer Miris and Ayin, okay? It's like Drisha, the Drisha, the Prish and the Drisha was written by the Sma as well. In the bottom of the tour, the Sma and the Shach ask if it's true that Rava did not know that it was Mochel, and therefore it's us of Radai and the Paskin more. So how do you read the Gemara? So how did he threaten them and say, I'm going to charge you 50,000 if you don't listen to me? How could he say that? Ravina only asked for 5,000. So what's the answer to the Sma? It was a Knas. It was a Knas. It's an external Knas. Mikra, then you're right. You shouldn't have to pay 50,000. But he says, don't play games with me. If you play games, I'm going to charge you 50,000. That's within Knas. That's the Sma. Comes along the Shmach, the Shach. The Shach says, I disagree with you, Sma. The Shach says like this. The whole story of Maisa Runya is if the dying Lamaisa cannot reward more than the Toveah is only when it's Stam. where maybe he made a cheshbon. In other words, the dayan thinks the only reason why Yosef is asking me for 5,000 because maybe I lent you money in the previous years. Maybe you were mochel. Maybe I was mochel. Or maybe what? Maybe I was mochel, or maybe you owed me money in previous years. But if I think you made a mistake and you don't know what you're doing and you really are deserving of 50 grand and not 5, I can paskin 50. So what was the story of Aruni and Ravina? So I want you to get this. Even though the Sma and the Shach say, Rava knew that Ravina knew the din, Rava knew that Ravina was deserving of more. He knew that. He said to himself, he didn't hear the conversation, remember we said? Tosa said they heard the conversation, that they knew her mocha. He didn't know their mocha, but what he did think, I know Ravina is a big time mocha. So I know either Ravina was what? For some reason wasn't Tovei Yosef, maybe because he was mocha. He didn't know for sure that he was mocha. He didn't know for sure he was mocha. But it's Mestami, he was mocha already. Therefore he said to Runya, pay what? Pay what he said, to what he charged you, what he's asking for, and if not, he says you should pay 50,000. He was just intimidating him. He was just trying to scare him. He was just intimidating him. But it's not literal. So the Shach says that's what Tosis holds in Baba Basra, Haman, Aleph. The second Tosis argues on our Tosis. That's what the Shach wants to say. There's a Tosis in Baba Basra that argues on our Tosis. So it comes out, Avram, you got this? That the Tosis in Baba Basra argues on our Tosis. So it comes out that he really wasn't trying to charge him more than what? Than 5,000. So Lomais, even though he didn't know that there was a what, a mechila, but he surmised it, Ravina knows how to learn, Ravina would know how much money he's owed, and the reason why he's not being told, it must be for reasons, either it was Malka or the guy owed him money, or lent him money in the past. Halacha Lomaisa. But in a Hanami, Lomaisa, you see from this story, you cannot paskin more than the guy's asking. Only in the case of a mistake can you do that. You follow me? But what emerges is that this whole discussion, Adam, from the Dark Emosha, to the Machaber, to the Shach and the Sma, they had a different avana in the story than our Taisus. Their avana was that he didn't know that there was a mechila. Our Taisus assumed there was a mechila, and Taisus gave that reason why he didn't, in his heart of hearts, make the psak that you owe me what? $50,000. Because if you have a psak in your heart, you got to say it unless you have other reasons. Okay, that's all the mahalach I want you to get. Lamaisa comes out a very important psak. Because I was telling you, if I have two guys that are fighting over $100,000, and the guy's tovam for 10,000, 50,000, but he really deserves 100. Can I make a psak of 100? So it depends. If I realize the guy's making a mistake, then I can. If I realize the guy's just trying to be a nice guy, he's trying to be mochel, or maybe the guy helped him out in the past and he lowered it, then I can only paskin according to the way he rewarded it. I can only reward what he was asking. Can't give more. You got that? We hold like the Shach Ladin, Chosh Mishpat. Okay? Now this leads us to the Ramban. The Ran elucidates what I said. This leads us to the Ramban. Let's get this. We've got to get the Chumash. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban points out he's very, very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable with the way Tosus read the Gemara. According to the Tosus Yehuda, how did the Gemara's Maskana was? That Reb Tarfon is more of a Mekel than a Mekiva, right? And therefore it's not a riot. Yeah? And that the Gemara is going through this notion that if it's in a purview of intimidation, you go like a sheet you don't like. The Rabban says the Lashon of the Gemara is not mashma like this. That the Gemara was speaking only in the purview of intimidation. He didn't think that that was the mashmos of the Gemara. Number one, kasha. Number two, he says, I'm not comfortable with, even though it's under the purview of intimidation, to say something that's sheker. If you hold it's wrong, I don't care. He didn't like my quote of the Gemara Nifamas. Mutl l'shas b'nei shalom. We were mazbe that for Tosis. The Ramban is not comfortable with that. That's the second kasha. And number three, he says, this might lead to a terrible mikshul, which I want you to think about. What's a terrible mikshul? That it's going to lead people to think, the mochrim will think that you can actually have hadasim ketumim that are kosher. So I was bothered by an Avram asked me in Seder, he said, but Rebbe, they are kosher. What's the big deal? They are kosher. I don't know what are you worried about the mikshul. So the only thing I can think of is that if you allow this, you'll allow like the Ravid sheet. If you hold like the Ravid, remember we said Nachtam Rosh was posel? That's what I think he means. If you start allowing ketumim, then you're going to start thinking that what that Nachtam Rosh is good. If remember the Ramah said you should follow the Ravid, so he said it's going to be a terrible mikshul. So because of those three kashas, please get this down. The Ramban has a whole new reading of the Gemara, and it goes like this. It's very beautiful. He says like this, V'azder Shmuel L'taymeh, he says, Shmuel Paskin like Reb Tarfon. He wanted to say the Hadassim HaKtumim. Reb Tarfon never wanted to get involved with the Machloek between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva ever, whether you need one or three. He never wanted to touch that. The Ron actually notes this. Shame the Ramban. Reb Tarfon never wanted to get involved in the Machloek whether you need one or three. And therefore, Lamaisa, he said, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, it says, Mishum Shomer Rabbi Shmuel Shlosha, Reb Tarfon says Shlosha. Because Reb Shmuel said three, Reb Tarfon said three, but he didn't really want to get involved in the Machlekes at all. He didn't want to get involved in the Machlekes at all. He just because Reb Tarfon said it, he said it. Because Reb Shmuel said it, he said it. Okay? Fine. Conversely, Rabbi Kiva, who said one, did not want to get into the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Reb Tarfon, whether it has to be Katum or not. Whether it can be Katum. He also didn't want to get involved in that. So if you take those 2 points, you take those 2 nekudas, plug it all in. So Shmuel Paschal like Reb Tarfon, the Ketumim are Cherim. So therefore, he should have what? He should have held like Reb Tarfon if the halachas like him. So the Gemara asks, well, why is that? What's the famous klal in Erevin Nevavim base? Halachik Reb Akiva mechaveiro melob chaveiraf. Why are you holding like Reb Tarfon? You should hold like Reb Akiva. That one's enough. And one's enough. Lamaisim. So we always pass like Reb Akiva. So what's the Gemara slug up? No. The Shlosha Hadassim Ketumim are much more common than one Hadass. Therefore, if you're Dorish like Reb Akiva, they would totally ignore you. They would totally ignore the guys. And they would still jack up their prices. Because not Matsui at all. So they're not going to be threatened. So even if you hold the Halachas like Reb Akiva, but I need it to be not Ketum. So therefore, Shmuel said, Lamaisa, he had to make a drasha Halachas like Reb Tarfon, that Ketum Maksherim, and that would what? Steer their prices down. Halacha Lamaisa. So it's not an issue of intimidation. It's an issue of what? Paskening. Who do you paskin like? So the bottom line is, he paskens like Reb Tarfon. Why do you hold like Reb Tarfon? You should hold like a Bekiva. So the answer is that what? No. Is that the halachas are like Reb Tarfon Lamaisa, and therefore, even though the halachas are like a Bekiva Lamaisa, it's still not found. So he had no other recourse but to rather say the halachas like who? The halachas are like Reb Tarfon. This is also very mechudish. It's like he was forced to paskin like this because of business reasons. But that's basically what the Ramban is saying, no? That's basically what the Ramban is saying. That for business purposes, Lamaisa, this he was forced to say that the halacha is like Reb Tarfon. Okay, I don't know. That's very mechudish also, basically, what he's saying. Very mechudish also, basically, what he's saying. Halacha Lamaisa. But that's the way the Ramban wants to read this Gemara. Now, the Iker Kushi of Taisis, the Kappas Tamorim, says, Eis Lasos Hashem. If you're the Gadol Ador, you can be making on a Diorais, even though that's not the halacha. And he brings rise for that. The answer is that you need to be the Gadol Ador and the Nasi. It's not enough just to be the Gadol Ador. And that's also Sheba Al Tasi can be making. Here's Kum Vese to taking Lulav and certain Minim that you're saying are what? That aren't Kusher, and you're making them Kusher. Okay? So basically, that's Lamaisa he wants to say. But the Ramban basically says he forced himself in the corner, but he didn't like this intimidation if you don't hold like it. Seems to be that for business purposes, he felt Halacha Lamaisa. It's very interesting that for business purposes, he felt that forced him into a certain sock. But he didn't like this svar of what, that you're able to what? He had to intimidate from that perspective. And the last nekud I want to get to, and then we get to Chumash, is that we said that 3 plucked ones are common, that Taisus Rit says, you pluck the top of the Hadassim until it's Avos Bahadas, in order that the Avos is Barosho, which is the Iker Mitzvah. Remember the 3 have to be from the top? So you're going to what? You're going to pluck off the top until the Avos is what? His Avos is good. You get the impression from the Taisus Rit, it's also the same topic, not like the Raivit. You're plucking off the top till what? Till the Avos is the actual top one. Because you want the 3 triple vertex to be actually on the top. Okay? That's the chiddush that we want to bring out. Okay, now on Sunday I'll show you that picture. Okay, let's get to Chumash now, and Sunday we'll go Vayit. Okay, we have to get to who's going to stay with one another on the Shabbaton. Okay, I want to get to Chumash now. I believe this week's parsha, if I'm not mistaken, is a double parsha. Correct? After Emos Kedoshim. Now we know that Lamaisa. Very important that we keep in mind that Kedusha really comes from what? Kedusha really comes from Beit Am L'Chaveiro. many people feel that Kedusha, you know, only can come from Mitzvahs Benam L'Makom, be a person that's ascetic, things of that sort. That's unacceptable. We know that a Yid, we already learned, has to be Mu'ur Vim Abrius. Note in the second parsha how many Dinim Benam L'Chavera there are. Atem Kedushim to you. Because Kedusha is through the way you deal with other people. Benam L'Chavera. Says, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, usually when you like someone, you like his kids. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm your father. By definition, you should like everyone else, because why? You like Hashem, you like his kids. So you have to make sure that that's the Klal Gadol B'Torah. And that's also another statement of Rabbi Kiva. What does Rabbi Kiva say? Chayecha Kodman. If there are two guys in the desert and you have the canteen, you have to drink it, even though the guy's going to die. How does that square with Aflarech Kamochel? So they're saying the name of the Chassam Sofer, Zek Klagon of a Tayr. When it comes to learning, your friend is more important. Help him out. When it comes to the Gashmias, to live in this world, you're more important. That's why it says Klagon of a Tayr. That's how the Chassam Sofer solves the two. But they say for Ramesh, he thought that was wrong. He said, you're more important than the other guy in Torah. You have to give up your time. Meister Ksofim. You have to give Meister of your Zman. But the Ramesh argues with this Chassam Sofer. So what I want to bring out to you guys is that I believe that the most important needed, actually we already discussed the most people, one of the most important things that we have in Torah, and it's the last Mishnah in Shas, in Uksan. Ein kli machzik bracha, ela sholo. You want to give a guy a bracha? What glass should it be in? What glass should the bracha be in? A sholom glass. Ein kli machzik bracha, ela sholo. You want to give a guy a bracha, it's got to be in the landscape of sholom. You have to be a person to foster sholom. Also shalom b'mroimav. Hashem makes shalom in the lofty heavens. We have a mandate v'alachta b'drochem. Follow Hashem's ways. Just like he makes shalom, you make shalom. Don't you ever get embroiled in a machlekes and you cause a machlekes. Chas v'shalom. Hashem destroyed the children, little kids of Korach. Even though Hashem never destroys less than 20, exception is made when it comes to machlekes. You run away machlekes like it's a fire. But you're Oysa Sholom. You're not a Broigus Macher, but you're a Sholom Macher. Please get that Mishnah. Ein Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Sholom. And the Rambam writes a miraculous thing in the end of Hilchos Hanukkah. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yudalet, Hayelafonav Nir Besov and Nir Hanukkah. O Nir Besov and Kiddush Yom. Which one comes first? Candles always. Nir beso kodem, mishum shalom beso. Shara Hashem nimchak laso shalom ben ish lishto. Shem's willing to erase his name to create peace between a man and a wife. By sotem. Godol ha-shalom, shekol ha-torah nitna laso shalom ba-olam. Great is shalom, because the whole Torah is given to make shalom. Shenemar derachah darachinom, v'chol nisivu seh shalom. I remember of Lichtenstein Zatzal quoting this Rambam. Unbelievable Rama. You have to be an embodiment of Shalom. This is what I'd like to suggest is the pshat in the beginning of the Parsha, Besos Yavo Aaron. The Vilna Gaon has a famous comment that Aaron was the only human being that could go into the Kodesh Kodashim any day of the year if he followed the prescription in Achrimos. Bezos Yavo Aaron. The Meshech Chochma quotes a Sforno that says in the Midbar, the Anan was on top of the Kaporis, so therefore that made it like Yom Kippur every day of the year. So that seems like it wasn't a din in Aaron. But if you look at the way the Chochmas Adam quotes the Vilna Gaon, it seems like Aaron, it's a din in Aaron. Aaron was the only one who could go in any day of the year. Any Kohen Gadol could not, only in Yom Kippur, except for Aram, because this prescription is not the normal Seder. I remember of a Mital Shlita that used to say this year, every Leil Yom Kippur in Shalbim, there's like 11 kashas the Chacham Sodom has, and all of them are answered based on this Pasuk. Bezos Yovel Aram. But I want to suggest why. And that is because Aram is the embodiment of Shalom. Ohev Shalom, Verodev Shalom, Lekarvan Latayr. Rav Simon Shlita writes in the Sefer Mibarach from the Gemara in the Brais himself, Kal Rabasi, 80,000 people are Malavahim. And you know what he would do? When there was a couple about to get divorced, he would work with them, he would give them family counseling, they'd stay married and have kids. You know what they would name their kids? Arod. There were 80,000 Arods that were accompanying his Levaya. That's what he did. He reached out and he cared. That's why he could go in any time to greet the Kav Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bezos Yovo Aram. And once Aram died, the Hanani HaKavod left, because the accentuation of Shalom had diminished. This could be the Pshat, Lamaisa. This could be the Pshat in the Kedoshim Tiyu. The way you deal with other guys, ethics, honesty, Nakama, Natira. You know, the Chizkuni points out, I asked you for the hammer, you said no. You come the next day, you want my pen. I say no, you didn't give me the hammer. Who's over the Isser? I'm over the Isser. Why weren't you over the Isser when I asked you the hammer? Because you didn't do an Isser. Okay, maybe you didn't go up over and above, but maybe you're afraid I would lose it. Maybe you have some special relationship with that hammer. You don't want it to get lost. Maybe it's expensive. Notice the Chizkuni says, the Torah never asked you for doing that first. Asked me because I did it out of hatred. That's not how you create the Kedusha. The Kedusha is how you relate to everyone else. How you see the Tzelem Elokim, that we're all Banim L'makom. And that's what the Pardes Yosef is saying, that Pshat. That's why Kedushim Tiyu is through what? Is through ethics and the way you deal with other people. Because Hashem's name is Shalom. It is divine. Mitzvah Ben Amachmeru. It is absolutely divine. In fact, that's how you obtain the Kedushim. The Ramban is saying, Kaddish Atzmach of Amutaloch. Don't eat 12 steaks. They're all you steaks. I remember I said to my grandma, I can eat 12 steaks. She gave me Musar. That's all life's all about. You eat one steak, okay, maybe two. But there's no way that that's the Ikar of life. The Ikar of Kedoshim Tiyu is a mandate. It's not optional. Take the things our mutter and endow them, imbue them, sanctify the mundane, the Rav Zatzal will always say. And that's also interpersonal relationships too as well. That's what Kedoshim Tiyu really means. And we say in the Pasuk, in the second Parsha, this will close, Asher Yasa Oso Adam V'chai B'hem. We live with mitzvahs. We live by them. Pikuch Nefesh is Tov, all the mitzvahs except for three. V'gili Arayi Shvichas Domen Avod Asar. So we normally assume, says the Chassan Sofer. What does the Chassan Sofer write? We normally assume the Gemara says the Kedush Shchai, Shchar B'hai Alma, Leikah. You don't get reward in this world at all. Says the Chassan Sofer, that's only mitzvahs d'oraisa. Mitzvahs d'rabbanan that you observe, you get what? You get schar in this world. Because it says, Asher Yasa Osam Ha'adam. Who's Ha'adam? The mitzvahs that man made. Who are the mitzvahs that man made? The Chachamim. The Chachamim made the mitzvahs. And you do them, you'll live. You'll get reward. That's why the Baal Mor says a mitzvah d'rabbanan is the din of mitzvah lehenes nitnu. Because the mitzvah d'rabbanan, you get hanah, because you can get schar in this world. We only say mitzvah d'iraisa, mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. But that's a mitzvah d'iraisa. Mitzvah d'rabbanan, you can get hanah. The guy took a netter, he doesn't want to hear a guy's shofar. The first 30, you can hear it. First 9, d'iraisa. Anything after that, d'rabbanan, you can't, because that's called hanah. Mitzvah d'rabbanan is hanah. And I want to suggest why. Because if you have deference, and you have kavod to the chamim, who are human beings, no one's perfect like Hashem. But if you have deference human beings to the Chachamim, Amunis Chachamim, and you observe the Derabbanans, then you're focusing what? On the Shalom, which is the Ikar. We even said in Shir Nalum, it's Mutl Shalom Shalom Shalom, Mitzvah maybe, Hutcher, Chuyu. The bottom line, guys, is that you take these two parshas together, that's Besos Yavo Aaron. Someone who embodied Shalom in that can greet the Abishur any day. And the Kedusha that you must do it with is mitzvah, not just being on Lamakom, but mitzvah being on Lachavero, to realize that you're being Kedusha, you are sanctifying the mundane in this world by helping a guy out. Yes, that's the Kedusha. That's the Kedusha, making Shalom b'mroimo. The Mele, you're being what? Ma'alach de b'drochav. And that's the pshat, what? You don't want to give out your kelim, that's one thing. But if you have an opportunity to respond and you don't do it, that's hatred. That's unacceptable. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nekama and Netiva. And you have to respect the fact that God doesn't want to give you, lend you his goods. And don't say that God's a bad guy. If we have these things in mind, we'll attain Kedusha B'Hashem in our lives. Kadosh Atzma Mutaloch. And we devote this year in the Chumash to see his grandfather. May his Neshama go to highest points again, Aiden. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll continue on Sunday with the show. Okay, we got a lot to do with the show. Let's stop. What's the minute for the omen? I called your file. I left a message.
Thank you.